hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. All right, guys, we're back in the studio with my favorite nice boys.
Yay.
If you guys don't remember, we have Steven here. He's a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic. Okay, and then we have Jeff, who's the best advice giver, worst lady picker, and current heartbreaker.
I don't attempt to break hearts.
But right now you are. You said.
It's not my fault.
Oh, it's not his fault. It's not you. It's me. No, wait, it's not me. It's you. Okay, and then Zach, we have nice boy Zach.
Oh.
I don't want to ask. I tried to nice boy Zach. Okay, so then, as always, we have That's My Jam, but this is going to be a little remix where we do wife style. So, what kind of girl is your jam? Mr. Zach, go first.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wife style. That's a jam.
Yeah. Passion. Just passion towards whatever they're doing, fully into it.
Okay.
Same with, I mean, this is, we're talking about wife. Like, not a fear of commitment, not a fear of just going out there and doing what you believe and then and bringing me along
okay.
for the ride, I guess.
Yeah.
And also being okay with doing nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody that I can do absolutely nothing with and have a hell of a time.
Mm. All right.
You sold me.
You sold me.
Didn't my wife jam?
Yes. Okay, Steven, what's your jam wife style?
Oh, for me, for wifey?
Yeah,
wifey. Someone super, like, not bougie. Like, I grew up, like, Orange County, like, surfer life, skater life. Someone, like, super, like, down-to-earth, girl next door. Like,
okay.
Get bougie once in a while, we'll go to the chateau. But someone that doesn't care about, like, their looks and their appearance and stuff and keeping up with the Joneses.
Got it.
Someone cool.
Okay. Jeff?
Dang, you know, both those put together, that's my wife right there. Straight
got
up.
Got it. Wow.
Yeah, they nailed it.
So that's probably, like, a general consensus of everything you got. Like, if you could just,
Yeah, I mean, essentially, someone that has their own goals and passions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my own, she's gonna have hers, but together we just become like a force.
Power.
She also can just chill, relax.
Yeah.
At the same time, get bougie, you know? Just
get
a little
bougie.
Bit.
Just a little bit.
Dress up.
Bad and bougie.
You know, go to the premiere.
Mama skirt.
Okay, now we're going to do a little thing called From Experience. So I played this for the ladies, and so I would basically say, football guys, and they would put in their 2 cents. Okay, so we're going to do that lady version.
Okay, cool.
So we're all in LA, so there might be some jobs that you might not relate to, but you guys will be able to put your 2 cents in. So maybe they can, when they're looking at Instagram, be like, I wish I could date that model. Maybe you guys can...
We got you.
Maybe you have some other advice.
Okay.
All right, so from experience, dating an actress. Just feel free to just...
I feel like as an actor myself, it gets super competitive. I mean, I know for me, like, I'm pretty insecure. Or not insecure.
Yeah
I'm insecure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty secure in myself and where I want to go, but
okay.
I tend to find, like, the girls that are actresses, they if I'm doing well and they're not, it tends to cause, like, a rift.
Okay.
So that's my experience.
Zachary?
It's a tough career. I mean, you're up and down all the time.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's a roller coaster if you're down for it. But long term, it'd be really tough.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really tough.
Yeah. How about you, Steven?
I mean, obviously, like, it has to be the right person because it's such like, a general thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, as like, I date a person not for their career, but, like, who they are.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't necessarily say, like, that's their identity.
Yeah.
So.
All right. How about an athlete? Has anyone dated an athlete?
Ooh, that's my type of jam.
Okay. That's we found his jam.
I mean, soccer girls, field hockey girls. Oof.
What did you say?
Field hockey.
Field hockey?
That was back in the day.
I was going to say, hold on.
Louis girls. They were always the hottest girls there.
Across.
Okay, how about you, Steven? Have you ever dated an athlete? Anyone?
I haven't.
You? No?
We're talking post-high school? College?
I don't know.
Beyond.
Yeah, college.
I am not beyond.
Okay.
I mean, I would definitely be open to it.
Okay. Like, what would be, like, your sport of choice?
Soccer for sure.
Soccer
girls,
beach
volleyball.
Yeah, beach volleyball.
Volleyball, soccer.
Volleyball or soccer, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them, but you know, some of them, yeah. You get yeah. the right one.
Basketball.
Like, okay, how about a businesswoman, like a girl who's in the office? She's got an office job. What's the experience?
I'm sorry?
we have people not paying attention here now. Okay, businesswoman, like a girl who's office job.
Oh, I have no experience with that.
I would love experience with that. Yeah, right. I would be so about
that. Pay the bills, like,
please. Pay the bills.
Please, somebody that has a career that's maybe completely opposite of mine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking creatively. I would love to see the other side of things.
Yeah.
And somebody who maybe even has a 9-to-5 or has something.
That's how I feel as a girl. I'm like, it'd be so nice to have someone that's not in the career. Like, balance it out.
Industry, yeah.
You know?
And then you're like tapping into different markets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. How about you, Stephen? Who
exactly
you dated?
What they said.
Okay. All right. How about, so we're all out of college, but have you ever, since being out of college, dated a college student? Anyone?
She didn't go to college. So
she didn't go to college? Well,
yeah. No, I haven't.
No?
I have.
That's why I asked the question.
I have. I feel where I'm at right now, it's not against the college thing as much as it is if you're talking about a sorority or doing things for your sorority, like that. I'm just not
it's
in
just
that
like,
phase of my life, so it kind of takes me back.
Yeah, got it. Okay, how about, has anyone dated a social media influencer? Anyone? You have?
I haven't.
Oh, you gave a face.
Are we talking like millions or like thousands? That.
Thousands, whatever. Like a person who's like
almost.
You
no,
guys,
I haven't.
No,
no,
almost.
Almost. What do you mean almost?
Almost. Just didn't work out.
Oh, okay, got it.
She waited some pride, right?
But from experience, like
go.
Was
yeah.
it
no,
like it wasn't been. Was it a positive experience? Like,
we're still friends.
Okay.
So that's all I can say about that.
Okay. How about a model? Anyone dated a model? Yes. Just spit in what you from experience. What,
yes,
how was it?
Yes, I have. It was great. But you know, when you have a lot of guys like DMing her and stuff like that, I'm chill with that. But end of the day, it didn't work out though.
Oh, okay. Zach,
I don't know what promoting is, but I've seen girls that go on these. It's like they're part of their job as a model is to go to clubs and hang out and that whole thing.
Event models, right?
I don't understand.
Do you mean a model like? Like Hailey Baldwin or like a Tumblr girl?
I mean, whatever. Like someone who models for a living. Yeah, that's their job.
I have not dated a model, like a professional model.
Got it. Well, this is some things that got thrown in by girls, and they wanted me to ask you, why do boys do this? Okay? So, why do guys text all the time and not call?
Because they're stupid. Like, I don't
understand. Because they're stupid! I don't know!
It's like, that's like in high school.
Yeah, I agree.
The communicating through via text, like, for in person or on the phone.
Yes.
For me, I don't like... I don't like either. I like FaceTiming.
FaceTiming? Oh,
yeah.
Well, twist.
I'm just never like at that good angle, though, so I'm like, I don't have that good angle.
Okay, Zach?
Sometimes I text for plans, just so I know where they are. Like a calendar. But I prefer to call.
Okay, so you guys are callers.
Definitely.
I prefer
That's
to
good.
Call.
Yeah.
We know Jeff is.
Jeff
for sure will call. Okay. Oh, here's another good one. Why do guys take gym selfies?
honestly,
Jeff, do you have gym selfies on your Instagram? Did I just call you out right now?
I don't take gym selfies.
Okay.
I don't.
I took Steven, do you
I
take
one last week.
I did two
the first time ever. And I was
okay,
like,
it depends.
Fuck
okay, it depends what type of gym selfie. Like, if you're just in the mirror and you just got done with chest and you're like just like standing like, yo, flex.
Yes, that's the
I
time
do funny
time.
Ones. Like,
oh,
I
God.
Was like,
let me see. I have to see your funny one after this.
I was doing like the leg thing where you push up and like add some funny music in the background and like it was a great caption. Like, it was great.
Okay. Are we talking about like for Instagram or Insta story?
For Instagram. Like,
no,
for
only,
your posts.
Only the story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Never,
for
never,
story,
never,
I'll be like,
I'm talking about like the
that.
Posts where
never.
Like, you know those
no.
pages where like the guy's like,
yeah, but
no.
yeah,
you know, yeah, like
I'm not a meathead.
Okay, why do guys play hard to get? Anyone?
I don't.
You know, I could go on about that.
Mm. Uh huh. Okay.
I know I don't. But sometimes it may come across that way if, I don't know, if, like, you're living your life, like I said, in the other podcast, and you're really busy, you don't have time to text, it may come across as, like, hard to get.
Okay, got it. So sometimes it's not
there are still guys out there that are stupid and start, like, trying to, like, wait the three-day rule and all that crap.
What are you doing?
Text her.
Okay, no games. This is true, too, for me recently. Yeah. I used to, I would go out and I would feel out the situation on a date. Okay. Even if I didn't know how much my interest level was.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be very sure that it's somebody that I can compare. Because I have been in a great relationship that made me really happy.
Yeah.
And so now I'm trying to benchmark all of my potential dates off of what I think. Like, not even about look, but just like what I know about them or what I think about them. So I'm trying to set a higher level before so I don't play hard to get.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was playing hard to get as much as it was me trying to feel out if this is something that I can really enjoy.
Or, like, take your time with it, but also be upfront of your intentions.
Okay.
But have fun and live the moment.
Yeah.
Boom. Nope. These guys.
Okay. Now this part is called Why Do Girls Do This? So you guys can ask.
Yes.
Okay, so what is something that girls do that you want to know why and I can help?
Okay,
answer.
I feel like I already know why.
Okay. You already know why.
Girls, like, ghost, like, you're texting them, and then they, like, don't respond for, like, 2 days, but they're always on social media, like, every 5 seconds.
All I can say is they're not down.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's that hard, then it's not right.
I'm just saying, like we all know what she's doing, but, like,
exactly.
But Heather, why can she just not say, hey, this is why, I'm not feeling this right now?
She doesn't have to, though.
So, exactly. Okay. They're like, well, we went on one date. Like, you can live, you'll go on with life. Okay. You'll be fine.
Something for me is, like, I can tell, like, how a girl is the way she treats the waiter.
What?
Yeah, the way she treats the waiter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, are girls, like, rude to waiters and make
something?
Sure. You're kidding. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
You're, like, shocked.
Yeah. Okay, how, what?
I thought of one.
Go for it. Why do girls do this? Tell me.
Yeah, so why when you, if you ask a girl what she wants to do for the date, you know, and let's just say you're giving them that opportunity, usually I'd come with something, but if you ask, then they say, you know, I don't care. So then I immediately try to, you know, take charge, and I'm like, all right, let's go to Chin Chin and we'll get Chinese food, let's say. And then she goes, no, I'm not really feeling that. So then I go, how about we get Mexican food?
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, nah, I'm not really feeling that. So my question
is, you better leave that weird. Bro. Like, what a weirdo. I would never say that.
I understand what you're saying.
You know, it's like you want to leave it up to me, but then you don't have
that is so
they
weird.
They have specific, like, things they want, but they want the guy to take charge of, like,
okay, I say always take charge. Like, don't ever do the thing, like, let's hang out, and then it's like, what do we do? And then you're just like, I don't care. Like, when a guy says that, I'm like, great, I'm not responding. That's,
I usually give the girls, like, three choices that I want to do, but also I think, like, she'd want to do, then she can pick out of the three choices.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Oh, I like the choices.
Yeah.
Okay. But then this is what I would just be like, you pick, because
and
I wouldn't want to pick.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, out of those three choices, I, like, have my favorite that I want to do.
Yeah.
So no matter what, at least I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah,
for me, like, I find out, like, ahead of time, I remember, like, what the girl likes, and you base it off, that's what she wants to know.
So. Oh, Steven, coming with the tricks. Okay, is there anything else that you want to know, why girls do this? I have some things that, I said this yesterday at the bar, and some guys were throwing in some things.
The bar.
They said, when girls say nothing, even though something's wrong.
Oh, that's just, like, that's, you start getting into, like, psychology and, like, science and stuff.
But what it is, what I was saying is, what it is that they want you to know, they don't want to spell it out for you. They want you to notice that, obviously, something's wrong.
Girls read minds.
A lot of girls want you to read minds.
Yeah.
Next thing is, they said, why do girls want, like, put so much value in other people's opinions? Like, basically, they bring you to, like, if their friends don't like you, then it's like you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And gosh, I mean, to me, it's between two people. Like, I think it's whatever's between you guys, and it doesn't matter.
It comes down to, like, self-esteem.
But I had a whole thing of guys saying that's such a big problem. Do you guys think that's a big problem? You guys probably always have the friend's approval, so it's not a problem.
Because they're too insecure, not being confident in their own feelings.
Yeah,
they're too insecure.
True.
But then it's a difference, though, because, like my homies, like if I'm, like, seeing a girl for a little bit, like, I want to get their honest opinion and stuff, and, like, I'll judge it objectively, but I'm still going to, like, stick to my guns.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, my twin, like,
for sure.
a lot of girls I've dated, like, he did not approve. So it's like,
ah,
but I still went for it. Like,
yeah.
Shut
yeah.
up, Greg. You don't know what to talk about.
So what do you guys think, like, if a girl, if you, let's say this girl you've been going on dates with, you've been on, like, two or three dates, like, you think she's awesome. Yeah. Then you hear something that's, like, bad about her. Like, you hear someone knows her, and they're like, oh, she did this and this. What do you guys think about her now? Does it change things?
Well,
what does it make you do?
Who said it?
And what was it?
Okay, it's one of your, it would be like, okay, let's say you went on a date with this girl a couple times, and then you tell me who she is, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, this girl actually has a past of this. What happens? Let's say, gosh, I'm trying to think of, like, what she would do.
She's a killer.
No, she's a killer. She's a but does it make you be, does it make you go, like, I'm not into it? Like, what is it, what, how much value does it have?
It would depend if it was in her past and it's less and then she's changed. Because I don't define people by their past.
Exactly.
Okay,
they
are. Got it. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Same.
Now, this is called, how would you handle it? Okay, so the date, that was a really bad game.
How would you handle it?
Like a fun title, but I realized I never got to that. So I was like, oh shoot, I just got to say it like this. Okay, so the date with the girl is all right, but you're not interested in going out again. How would you handle it, Steven?
Well, it depends, like, if she says anything, like, I've had a good time or something.
Okay.
But, like, let's say, like, yeah, just wait the next day and, like, not text her or anything. Like, if you text her first.
What?
I mean, I'll be nice to her and stuff.
Would
like that
you tell her straight up, like, I'm not interested?
If she asked
or...
for a second date, I would be like, hey, it was so awesome to meet you. And be like, I would just like to be friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah, I think it also depends. I'm pretty intentional when it comes to that. And if she texts me first, then I'll respond. But I might, after the first date, if I don't say anything, then it's like...
It's like, it's done, obviously. We can both read the situation.
A lot of times, though, she'll text, and then I'll say...
Yeah. Okay. What do you say?
I say a lot of things.
What? Really?
Boy, like I said, because it depends on the situation, but the line is, you're awesome, but I'm just not in a place right now. Where you fit my life.
And then she sees you on a date the next week at a place with a girl.
That is the one thing that you're never supposed to do. You're never supposed to, like, blame, like, oh, I'm not ready to date. Cause
yeah, that's why, so that's why I'm saying.
But I always tell it's like, I only see you as a friend. Like, I always put
that's
on,
what I
like,
think you need to say. But if you say the whole thing, like what you just said, I'm not ready, then it's like,
I'm
not.
I'm have fun. That's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that sense, like, you don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, how about you, Zach?
Yeah, the honesty. You tell him.
Yeah.
You tell him that you see him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You try to make it kind of clear.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they're just, you're ghosting them in a different way.
Sure. Yeah.
More like long, elongated way.
It's also really important, like, how you do it. Because let's say if, like, you see this person, like, mutual friends and groups and stuff. So that's really key, too.
Yes,
also,
agreed.
If you end up liking her friend, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened before.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay, the girl you're dating is friends with her ex and texts and calls him once a week. How do you guys handle it? How do you feel about that?
Once a week?
Yeah. Like, they're like friends, you know?
It's funny because I...
What? This happened?
I have, like, experience with that.
Yeah, and?
In the end, they're together, so...
Oh!
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
There's a reason that person's still...
Yeah.
Still
for
there.
Sure.
They get
okay.
Absolutely.
They can't get over
they
it.
Can't get over it. They're still stuck on something.
Yeah.
They don't know
got
about
it.
The future.
Good to
In
know.
My experience,
yeah.
it always ends. Poorly. I've had this same experience twice, and both times
okay.
it's ended the exact same way.
You know, I would have to agree with that. Like, I feel like if you're if you're talking to them, like, clearly it's not like it's like a just friends thing because you guys dated. So it's like it could always go back. It's so easy for it to go back to that.
That
and like
was only like halfway.
And like if you love the person you're with, then why do you need like I don't know what the reason.
Yeah,
I think you could say remain like respectful and cordial with them and like if they are in the same area, like totally like catch up, but like don't. It doesn't have to be like a
texting and calling.
Yeah, that's something a little different.
There's a
that's
big
problem.
There's something real wrong.
And then they just tell you once like one is more.
Yeah. Okay, if the girl you're dating wants to go through your phone, how do you handle that? Is it cool?
Can I go through her phone, too?
Yeah.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay, we'll say
depends, like,
first for the first situation, we'll say, yes, you can go through her phone, too. She just likes to go through her phone.
Cool.
See, my ex had, she had my password to my phone, and so she could go through whatever, but
she actually
I didn't
do
have
that?
Hers.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, yeah, that's
and even now, I'm like, what, I still think about that. I'm
I mean,
like, why wasn't
I mean, I don't even have, like, Password. Yeah.
At first,
but are you chill? Okay, so guys, put it like, basically, you guys are hanging out, and like, yeah, you go do something, and she, you come back, and she's like going through your phone. Oh. How does that make you feel? Like,
disrespected. She needs to ask.
But is it cool? Or, yeah, disrespected, right?
It's,
yeah,
like, who's gonna ask?
What, yeah, did you think? Did you ever see your girl going through your phone? Like, was that weird?
No, never to look through.
Okay.
But definitely come back and you're on it for music or...
Okay, like, that's different.
Okay, that's
so different. That wasn't weird to me. I mean, I get that. Sure. But if I came back and she was, like, on my messages,
yeah,
or...
it's like, something, playing,
again,
like,
even if I didn't
like
have
anything,
I'd be like,
oh,
that's just weird. I agree.
You're in my bank account.
You know, some girls...
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm just checking a few things.
You just Venmo yourself.
Oh, my gosh. That's so... But girls do that. Like, they'll,
yeah,
go through your...
They're Snoopy.
Weird. That's
okay,
so
photos, that's a thing too. I mean, I don't have any photos, yeah, but it's just interesting,
yeah,
how protective people are,
yeah,
about even like if mm, you're looking through your photos of a friend and you look at them and they're like,
see, the oh, things for me, it's like, I, like, for me, like, I'm really quick, like, I don't know what to call it. I'm really observant, and
uh-huh,
I see patterns instantly, so it's like, I can't go through someone else's phone.
I feel like you couldn't trick
Jeff. Because if I see something,
like,
you honestly can't, which sucks. I'm being dead serious, and like, which is why it's like a lot of this stuff don't work out, is because, like,
I feel like you know so much about body language, and like, I feel like you could just call
it's
people.
Dr. Jeff.
It's
yeah,
bad. It's
Dr. Jeff. Remember, he's
good,
the best advice giver.
Exactly.
Yeah. Worst, wait, worst picker and current heartbreaker. okay. Now this, I asked you guys what your guys' pet peeves that girls do. This game is called Girl, You Bugging. So. You guys, okay, you guys, I told you guys to think about it. So what is it that makes you go, girl, you bugging? Anyone.
Well, okay, are we talking about like girls in general or like girls we've been with?
Anything.
Or like dates or
anything.
Dates?
Just
anything.
Girl, you bugging. Something that, something girls do that you're like, ugh.
Okay.
Anything?
You bugging.
Oh, girls who smoke cigs.
I was, that's what I hate. That's what
okay,
my game
is. If they're a 10 and they smoke, they're back to like a 5 or a 4.
Oh, yeah.
Or if they,
yeah,
like, drink too much and like,
yeah,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
I
hate that.
I can't
get,
I hate that.
Getting that call, getting the call, like, let's hang out at 1 a.m.
Oh,
consistently.
Dear. Oh,
it's
dear.
Just, what?
Yeah. I'm trying to sleep, girl. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, I think girls that like to argue and like cause
oh,
drama and conflict,
oh, yeah,
it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Drama. No drama.
Drama mamas.
We
no, 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 no,
drama.
No. We don't want no drama. Okay. So, our challenge for the week, do you guys, did anyone accumulate anything?
Get
nothing?
A boo!
Get, okay.
Find
a
boo.
I thought you said get a boo.
No.
I was like,
there you boob job. I mean, you guys are good. You guys are LA.
anything? Okay.
So we were kind of talking about one earlier.
We,
right?
Yeah, we were talking about having your phone on at a, in a social
oh,
setting,
yeah,
at
yeah,
a party, whatever.
Put
just
your
put your phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're on a date, put your phone in your purse.
Away.
Don't put it on the table. Don't let it light up and get distracted.
And,
right?
In fact, smash the screen and show it to
in
them.
Fact, just throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw
just
it away.
Just,
yeah,
just we're abolishing phones.
Exactly.
Who needs them,
that's
right?
It.
Boom. We're so 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send letters.
Hey, guys. Thanks, my nice boys.
Yay.
Hey.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Okay, so everyone drop your instas in case we have some ladies who are like, oh, current heartbreaker sounds bad. That nice boy, Zach. Okay. What are they?
Shout
it out.
Samuels, but it's like G off with a G and E and O and FF, and
yep,
then Samuels.
All right.
Boom.
Steven?
My name's Steven Shaleen.
Okay.
StevenShalein.
Oh.
Okay, and Zach?
It's Zachary Rusin.
How do you spell
just
Rusin?
Zach.
R-double-O.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
double O. Okay.
W, you know?
And you can find me at Heather A. Hopkins on Instagram. And I'm so excited that I have my nice boys in, and I hope you guys found out a lot of new information. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.